Hello, and welcome to Living Fit with your hosts, James and Karen Roberts, personal trainers, life coaches, and motivational speakers. This program promotes good health through nutrition and physical activity. If you are interested in starting a personal fitness training program, please contact either Karen Roberts at 336-202-2313 or James Roberts at 336-707-7719. You can also contact them at Facebook at livingfit.com.co. Please consult your medical doctor before starting any exercise program or nutritional plan. And now, here's James and Karen.
Hi, and thank you so much for joining me for this week's Fit Tip. Today, I want to talk about nutrition bars. Are they healthy or hype? But first, go to Daniel 8:1, which says, Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself in this way. In today's on-the-run society, where sitting down for a meal is sometimes an impossible luxury, nutrition, or better known as protein bars, have filled in the gap. In the past, bars were better known as energy boosters to serious competitive athletes. However, today, anyone who feels the need for a nutritional or energy boost may keep a few stashed in a purse, briefcase, glove box, or other places. There are literally hundreds of these processed, pre-wrapped, and portable products everywhere, and nutritionists agree that not all bars are created equally. There are high carbohydrate bars, protein bars, energy bars, breakfast bars, brain boosting bars, meal replacement bars, diet bars, women only bars, men only bars, and the list just goes on. There is truly an overkill of products on the market and heavily hyped claims as well. In fact, some of the bars have as much sugar and saturated fat as a candy bar. Dr. Steve Hertzler did a study at Ohio State University on two popular energy bars, the Iron Man PR bar and the Power bar. He found that the Iron Man PR bar provided increases in blood sugar levels that remained fairly steady, which could translate into enhanced performance and for endurance athletes. On the other hand, the Power bar produced a quick rush of blood sugar followed by a rapid decline, a crash, not much different than occurs in a regular candy bar. So the question is, do you want a slow, consistent release of energy, or do you want a burst of energy followed by a hard crash? Now, it's okay to eat bars on occasion, but you'd be better off eating whole foods, because they have energy and nutrients not found in bars. So it is suggested that they be eaten only as a last resort. And one last thing, be aware that when choosing a bar, especially if you're watching your caloric intake, an energy bar may have less calories, let's say about 170 to 250, than a meal replacement bar, which could have 250 to 500 calories of energy or more in one single bar. So the lesson is consuming a little bit of carbohydrates in the form of a bar every so often during a race or a physical event would likely improve your performance. However, a banana gives us energy, but then again, so do Twinkies. So in answer to your question, are the bars healthy or hype? Well, it depends on which one you choose. So I would say choose wisely and stay healthy. And that's my message for today. So I pray that this has been a blessing to you. Please feel free to pass it on to family and friends and tune in to Living Fit with James and Karen Roberts today and every Tuesday at 11 a.m. on 100.7 FM The Joy. And we will share more health and wellness information with you. Be blessed and have a terrific Tuesday.
Thank you, Karen, and welcome back to Living Fit with James and Karen Roberts. We appreciate you listening each week. I hope that you're making changes in your life that's going to lead you to good health, make you a better follower of Jesus Christ, by giving your body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service according to Romans 1. We're going to have to do it by the renewing of our mind. When life gets hard, it's easy to push God away. We feel so overwhelmed, and faith can feel like just another responsibility to keep up with. It feels like too much work to spend time with God, so instead we step away. But listen, these thoughts are not true. You don't have to achieve a certain level of productivity in your faith. When life is the most difficult and most overwhelming, turning to God in any way will offer the greatest source of peace you can find. It's important to be vulnerable with God and honest with yourself about how you really are doing. Life can be painful, and your pain deserves to be addressed. Psalms 38:9 says, O Lord, all my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. But how are we going to do it? Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in God. You trust in Him. We have a lot of people who don't understand that if we eat the wrong foods, if we don't exercise, we have mental issues. Let's talk about exercise. When we engage in physical activity, our bodies respond by producing endorphins and serotonin. They're both chemicals in our bodies that make us feel good and happy, but they function in different ways. Serotonin helps stabilize your mood and well-being. It helps other systems in your body function as well. Endorphins are focused on pain relief and stress relief, and these are natural chemicals in the brain that act as painkillers and mood elevators. And that's the reason why we're here. We want to give you the information that will make you be able to do better, feel better, and serve God better, not just because we want you to look good, but because we want you to feel good. These feel-good neurotransmitters like endorphins and serotonin can help reduce symptoms of depression, anxiety, contributing to a more positive mood state. Exercise also improves the way you're going to sleep, your quality of sleep. As anyone who spent a night tossing and turning can confirm, poor sleep can severely impact our mood and our cognition function the next day. Regular physical activity aids in maintaining a healthy sleep pattern, improving mental health. Physical activity also promotes better brain health by improving cognition function and slowing down the brain's aging process. Yes, our brain is aging. Exercise increases your heart rate, which promotes blood and oxygen flow to our brain. It also stimulates the growth of new brain cells and connections, enhancing memory and the way we're thinking, our thinking skills. The brain-boosting effect can help prevent cognitive decline as we age, which is a big problem today, and reducing this risk of developing mental health disorders like dementia, Alzheimer's. That same increase in blood flow affects also body systems, including our gut. Researchers suggest that some of the neurotransmitters, the chemicals that influence our mental health and cognition, are, in fact, manufactured in the gut. We have this vagus nerve that goes from the gut to the brain. So the jury is still out, but there's a good chance that exercise contributes to good gut health too. And by product of that is good mental health. Doing physical activities is not only good for your physical health, but especially for our mental health. Ever heard of the saying, a healthy body leads to a healthy mind? This piece of wisdom has been passed down through many generations, suggesting that taking care of our bodies can result in significant benefits to our minds, our brains. But how much scientific truth does this hold? Well, there's a significance in this connection and how we can harness it in our lives and live happier lives. I will be answering some questions more about these connections of physical and mental health a little later. But physical health involves various aspects of our bodily function, the maintenance of which is strongly influenced by activities, including whether we're regular exercisers, we eat balanced diets, we get sufficient rest, we go to the doctor and get checkups when we don't feel the right way, so we can learn what is causing our problem and then act. Because if I don't, knowledge is key for me to act on the action. If I don't go and know what my problem is and I keep delaying or procrastinating about finding out, it can become a major issue. So good physical health isn't merely about absence of disease or infirmity. It's a state of complete physical well-being. When your body functions optimally, you can meet daily physical demands without excessive fatigue and still have enough energy left for unexpected challenges. And unexpected challenges are always going to be there. Mental health, on the other hand, refers to our emotional, physiological, and our social well-being. Mental health affects how we think, feel, and how we're going to act. Mental health is crucial at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. So we need to enhance the education of why we need to be eating right, exercising early on, so we can get our children on board so that when they get older, they won't depart from good habits. A healthy mental state allows us to cope with all these stresses of this life today. We can work productively and contribute to our communities. While we can't medically say that the meaning of life is being happy, but having a good mental health typically underpins contentment and happiness with our lives. If I feel good, I'm pretty happy. I'm not trying to gain the whole world. As Paul says, I am content. You know what I'm saying? I feel better when my mood is better. I can't think of anybody who can upset me enough for me to not like them or not trying to help them. See, mental illness are common, and a variety of factors can cause them. That's the reason why I know that when people talk to me, it's not really what they want to say. It's what they're feeling that's causing them the problem. And these biological factors, such as genetics and brain chemistry, like life experiences like trauma or abuse, family history of mental issues, mental illness is nothing to be ashamed of, and is something that we want you to realize that can be treated through knowing what it is that's causing your problem. And that's the reason why we're here to support you. Did you know that nearly 1 in 5 U.S. adults live with a mental illness? That's about 60 million people. Mental illnesses are among the most common health conditions in the United States, making the associated conditions a pressing public concern. It's not only a concern in the public, but in the church it must be addressed. You see, scientific research has provided us with abundance of evidence showing that substantial correlation between physical health and mental well-being is the key. These two dimensions of health aren't separate entities. Instead, they're interconnected aspects of our overall well-being and profoundly influence each other. First, I want to talk about exercise. When we engage in physical activity, our bodies respond by producing those endorphins, those serotonins, and these natural chemicals in the brain act like painkillers and help our mood elevators. You know, we could say that the mood elevator is broken, but we can take the steps to the feel good by taking the stairs. And that's exercise. The feel-good neurotransmitters can help reduce symptoms of depression, anxiety, contributing to a more positive mood and state for us. Exercise is also going to help us when we get our quality sleep. You know, we can't just keep saying that I'm going to work all night and not be functioning during the day. See, exercise increases our heart rate, improves our blood flow, and like I said, it gets our brain flowing too. We got to have blood to our brain. We got to get water to our brain. We have to do what is necessary. And beyond exercise, proper nutrition is vital to our mental health. Our brains need various nutrients to function correctly and regulate our mood. For example, a lot of people don't get enough omega-3 fatty acids, which are crucial for our brain. A deficiency can lead to poor mood swings and depression. A lot of people don't get outside and get vitamin D, or like I talked before, you know, this have the doctors talk about SAD. That's when we get less sunlight. We need vitamin D. And we need vitamin B12, 6s, and 12 to ward off depression and mental disorders. Maintaining a balanced diet rich in essential vitamins and minerals and other nutrients can significantly affect our mental well-being. That's the reason why you can't take medication just to lose weight and not realize that if you're not getting the nutrients, you may lose weight, but your brain function is going to suffer because while you're bypassing that vagus nerve, the brain gut-brain barrier, and we're not getting the minerals and the vitamins our body needs. And when we're not doing that, it doesn't make any difference about my weight. I'm still not well mentally, and most of the time, even physically. So we do need to realize that we need to get our rest. Our bodies and our brains need time to recover and regenerate from chronic sleep deprivation and can lead to severe mental health disorders like depression and anxiety. We need to get quality sleep too. Allow our brains to process the day's event. I always tell people, listen, pick a time to worry, just not at night. Not when we're going to worry. Like I said, that's natural. But we can cast our cares upon the Lord. Don't make yourself have a problem because, you know, spending too much money, not exercising, not eating right. These are things you don't have to worry about. You have to do something about it. You have to take action on. And this will keep our minds sharp and our mood stable. The intricate relationship between mental and physical health is a two-way street. While we've discussed how physical health influences our mental state, it's equally as critical to understand how mental health can impact our physical health. Just as our bodies can affect our minds can significantly cause us to run into diseases that we just don't know. You know, a lot of people tell me that They knew people who exercised all the time, yet they died early. But because they were living stressful lives. Mental health conditions such as stress, anxiety, and depression can lead to all kinds of physical symptoms. And this occurs sometimes directly as a consequence of unhealthy coping mechanisms. When it comes to consequences of action, the Bible is very clear. Galatians 6:7 says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. If you don't sow healthfully, if you don't sow to the Spirit, you're going to suffer whatever you're doing. If you're eating bad foods and not exercising, don't expect a different result from what you sow." We also read in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." The consequences are outcomes either negative or positive for our actions. You see, if we don't take care of ourselves, chronic stress can lead to headaches, stomach issues, high blood pressure, changes in our sex drive. Our immune system doesn't work properly. Our blood pressure goes up. And over time, these stresses can contribute to more severe conditions like heart disease, diabetes, cancer. People struggling with mental health issues may find that it's challenging to maintain healthy habits and impacting their physical health. The Bible tells us that our habits within our everyday lives take work and that it is worthwhile to put all our efforts into them. Colossians 3:23 states, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord." The scripture instructs us to always do our best. Depression, for example, often affects a person's energy levels, their motivation, making it difficult to engage in regular physical activity or prepare healthy meals. As a result, they may become more sedentary or rely on convenient, less nutrient foods for their options. I know we get tired, but we got to realize that this is not about whether we're tired or not. If we don't put the right things in, we will suffer the consequence, which can lead to things like weight gain, obesity, and other health issues. Like I said, cancers, diabetes, metabolic diseases. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up our bones." We're going to be unhealthy. We're going to do the wrong things if we don't make good choices. Mental health conditions can also affect your sleep patterns, another essential aspect of physical health. Insomnia and other disturbances are common among people with anxiety and depression. In many cases, mental health conditions can even worsen the symptoms of existing physical illnesses. People with chronic physical conditions such as diabetes, heart disease, or cancer, who also have coexisting mental health conditions, tend to have a worse time of it in their health outcomes. And those mental conditions are not good if we don't work on changing our bad habits. Mental health plays a crucial role in our overall physical health. It's a profound reminder that we must care for our mental health with the same seriousness and commitment as our physical health. The two are deeply interconnected, each having considerable implications for the other. It's this understanding that underscores the importance of a holistic approach to our health and wellness, one that encompasses both physical and mental health. Exercising to improve your mental health lets us learn more about what we should be doing in order for us to keep both in check. When we engage in physical activity, our brain releases that endorphin and serotonin. And like I said, the positive mood that we get from that is so much valuable. So we have to begin our exercise program. God does want us to relax. We have to take breaks. God knows that we need times to rest and recreation. In fact, God said one day out of seven should be a day of rest, as well as worship. One of the Ten Commandments says, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. Don't let people always keep you busy. What does God say about mood swings? We are not, however, victims of these moods, and we certainly must not make others victims of them either. Instead, we must develop the skill, the habit of challenging them and ruling over them. Romans 6:12 says, and laying them aside, so that they don't weigh us or others down in the race of faith. We need to realize that in Jeremiah 33:6, it says that he will provide help and healing. He is our source of help, and we are all able to depend on his word for the strength and the restoration. In Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 22, it says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Even if you don't experience the fabled runner's high by exercising, it tends to stabilize our mood. So become active. Get outside. Do some yard work. To be steadfast is to be fixed and solid, stable and not shifting. Colossians 1:23. To be immovable, but also abounding. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Not just defensive and holding fast against the tides, but also active, advancing on the offensive. Continually steadfasting in our prayers and being watchful in Colossians 4:2. So how can we get our bodies moving? Well, we'll have to make a plan. That's the practical, straightforward steps to help you start your physical journey. Romans 6:1 and 2 says we should live our lives as we were dead to sin and alive to God. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in that sin may abound, that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who are dead to sin live any longer? Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, tell us that what our hand finds to do, we should do it with all our might. In conclusion, there's a clear, significantly backed physical mental health. Achieving a balance between the two is vital for your well-being. Karen, I appreciate you listening. So keep living fit, doing what matters. Hopefully we'll see you next week and we'll give you more health and wellness tips.
Thank you for listening to Living Fit. Please consult a physician or a fitness professional before beginning any activity if you are under their care. If you would like to contact James or Karen, you can do so through the website, facebook@livingfit.com.co, or call. Until next time, keep living fit and do what matters. Thank you.